Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lunch with Pastor Linda. Hopefully you're having a wonderfully blessed day. I am extremely blessed of the Lord. I woke up this morning in my right mind, and I am happy to be a servant of the Lord. I am going to, as we stated, we were going to continue with our My Utmost for His Highness. And sorry, I'm trying to get to the post. So just give me 1 second. Again, I just hope that you guys are having a wonderfully blessed day. Last night, let me start with this. Last night, while I'm looking this up, last night I had the opportunity to go on Periscope. And on Periscope, there was a guy that was going on, or he was on, Elder Miller, and he was just talking. And you know, I try to catch, you know, people that I follow, I try to catch their Periscopes and some, and I follow some for business, some for, you know, religion and, or, you know, spiritual, and, you know, just people that like to have fun. And so he is Elder Miller, and I believe he's out of Houston, or out of Texas, I should say. I don't know if he's out of Houston, but he was on and he was just talking. And then he was talking to a lady, and he was encouraging the lady over Periscope, and he told her to start to sing, "No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free." And I felt that. So I typed in, "I am free," which I guess alerted him to me. And he got on and he spoke a word into my life. And that word, I tell you, that word was powerful. It was on time and on point. And I, you know, I just sometimes marvel at how God speaks to his people. It's remarkable to me how he knows what you need when you need it, and he knows how to get it to you. And sometimes it comes in the most unlikely ways. But everything that was spoken into my life, we ended up getting off of Periscope and going on to a conference call, and he finished the word. But everything that he spoke was confirmation up into me 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And so I was like, man, I know this man was not around. He didn't hear. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. It was just remarkable. We are having a teleconference all this week. We started on Sunday. Yes, we had it on Sunday, and it was powerful. Sister Colette, or Prophetess Colette Williams from Zimbabwe was on there, and she just kind of opened it up and said, "Do you know the speech of God? Do you know how God speaks?" And then last night we had Pastor Cynthia Robbins, who came on and talked to us about being revived, and she broke down what being revived really means. And you know, it's just been a wonderful time. We will be back online on the conference call today. The number is 605-562-3140, and the access code is 987-737#. If you can make it at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I would definitely suggest you be there. Tonight, the speaker will be Bishop Jocelyn Thornton, and I know this woman of God is going to come with the word, because all the words have been rich. They've been rich and on time. But let's get into our study for today. My Utmost for His Highness, leave room for God. As servants of God, we must learn to make room for him, to give God elbow room. We plan and figure and predict that this or that will happen. but we forget to make room for God to come in as he chooses. Would we be surprised if God came into our meeting or into our preaching in a way we had never expected him to come? Do not look for God to come, I was just talking about this, in a particular way, but do look for him. The way to make room for him is to expect him to come, but not in a certain way. No matter how well we may know God, the great lesson to learn is that he may break in at any moment. We tend to overlook element of surprise, yet God never works in any other way. Suddenly, God meets our life when it pleased God. Hallelujah. Keep your life so constantly in touch with God that his surprising power can break through at any moment. Live in a constant state of expectancy and leave room for God to come in as he decides. I think that, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up, and I just said it, you know, God just amazes me sometimes how he shows up, and I think I'm going to take this to heart, because sometimes, you know, you go through living your life and you don't think about how God may show up in an everyday situation, and you don't think how he might confirm his word in your life, or how he will just meet your everyday needs, that those everyday things, you know, those things that we don't even think to pray about, but God has an answer. You know, those situations, those problems, those circumstances that come in, and, you know, we just go into, you know, automatic mode, and we just start walking automatically towards the thing that we think is the answer, or we try to solve it in our own ways. But God wants to show up in every area of our lives. He's concerned about every area of our lives. I think I mentioned it yesterday, you know, Matthew 6:25-34, where, you know, he says, consider the lilies of the field. Consider the sparrow. Sorry, I've been up all night almost, and it's time for Linda to take a nap. But he says, consider the sparrows, consider the lilies of the field, and how they don't have to look or toil for anything, but they're the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father takes care of them. And how much more, if he calls us his children and we were made in his image, how much more would he take care of us? And so he's concerned about the everyday little things. He's concerned about what we go through and why we go through it. And, you know, sometimes we think that he's so far removed from us that he doesn't care about these little things. But he says, I do. He says, I just want you to trust me. I just want you to believe me. I just want you to know that I am for you and not against you. And somebody needs to hear that God is not against you. God is not punishing you. Even if you made the wrong decision, even if you didn't do exactly what he told you to do, God loves you. And just like your parent doesn't throw you out, a good parent doesn't throw out their child because their child was disobedient, but the good parent will then find a way to help that child know and understand why that was the wrong way and why you shouldn't do it again and how to avoid it the next time. And that's what God does for us. It's not that we can just live our lives any way that we choose and God is going to turn and look the other way. No, he gets involved in our lives. And he says, no, daughter, no, son, let me show you how to do this. Let me show you how to live this life and be effective in the kingdom of God. And so if we would just move out of the way and allow God to be God in our lives, and as the title of this lesson today said, leave room for God. Leave room for God to show up. Leave room for God to make a decision. Leave room for God to act as only he can and be who he says that he is in your life. He is the God of the universe, the creator of all. He is the master of the universe. He is the Lord of lords, the King of kings. He is, the beginning and the end. He is Alpha and Omega. He is Adonai. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is Jehovah Tiskandu. He is, hallelujah, he is. That I am, I am. That's what he told Moses. That I am, I am. So leave room for God. Leave room for God. Leave room for God. Leave room for God. Leave room for God to show up in your life. Because if you give him space and opportunity, believe me, he will take it. And he will do like the old cliche says, he will show up and show out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will show up and show out. He will do what only he can do. Hallelujah. And I thank God that there's no God beside him. He can look to his left or to his right, and he is the one true God. There is no other God that can do what our God can do. So let's just give him a praise. Let's just praise him today. Let's just be in the spirit of thanksgiving. Let's just be grateful for all the things that he has done. And you know what? Let's even thank him for the things that he didn't do, because he will withhold no good thing from us. So if he didn't do it, it's because it wasn't good for us. Somebody going to catch that in a minute. Because he shields us. He protects us. He's a hedge of protection about us. He's that, you know, Lord, be a fence all around me every day. That's who he is. That's who he is. That's who he is. My God, he is El Shaddai. He is more than enough. And I just thank him for all of his goodness. And today I vow to leave room for God. I want you to join me in leaving room. Let him show up and show out in your life. Even if you're on the East Coast and it's 3 p.m., in the afternoon, going on 3:15 in the afternoon, you still got time in this day to leave room for God, to see how he will show up in your situation, to see how he will show up in your circumstances, to see how he is going to turn it around in your favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just trust him. Just trust and believe. Just say, God, I put it in your hands. All of my worries, all of my doubts, all of my fears, I put them all in your hands, all of my dreams, all of my expectations, all of my desires, all of my wishes, all of my hopes. I put it all in your hands. I put this and I put that. I put it all in your hands. Hallelujah. And watch him show up. Watch him show up. You be blessed and be encouraged. We'll be back here tomorrow at 12 noon. Remember, we're having the teleconference today at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the phone number is 605-562-3140. Access code is 987-737-#. You be blessed. You be encouraged. Until next time.